A family that rode a five-person bicycle into Fairbanks last fall has more than survived the winter. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the Kentucky clan has big plans for the future.
The Harrisons, who go by the nickname Petawins, like pedaling nomads, have been off the bike for 9 months. Bill and Amarins and their three young daughters spent the winter in a cabin on the outskirts of Fairbanks, living without running water, electricity, or a car. It's been a new challenge, but Amarins says they've enjoyed the Fairbanks experience.
I actually think this is the best well-kept secret of the planet. This winter, I mean, it's just, we lived in fairy tale paradise. I mean, just the snow on the trees and like going out to the outhouse, but you know, you see the stars. I mean, everywhere.
The Harrisons say things worked out after a rough start in Fairbanks. The family was criticized by some locals last fall who saw the pedaling clan as freeloaders because of their donor and barter-supported lifestyle. Bill works off and on as a mechanic, carpenter, and laborer, but the family largely survives on the generosity of people who admire their adventurous spirit. The Harrisons have supporters across the country, and they say Fairbanks has followed suit.
Despite those few criticisms we got.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah.
People were so incredibly helpful. Yeah. Incredibly helpful, and they still are. You know, we're borrowing cars from the Kleins, and the Underwoods put us up, and Muttley and Jennifer, they gave us rides and helped us get water and lent us a little money when we needed from time to time. It's just been amazing how, and of course, we've given back and helped work on cars and do things for people, too. Yeah. So it's been a two-way street, but it's been amazing how they have helped.
Yeah, and you found some work here and there every now and then, so that was good, too, to make it through the winter.
Oh, well, yeah, I had to eat.
The Harrisons are industrious people and subtle self-promoters. They maintain a website where they share their stories and pictures and take donations. Their winter project was a book about their adventures and, according to Bill, an endeavor that may have been tougher than pedaling across the country.
Here we're in a 24x20 cabin trying to do something that I dislike vehemently, even though I needed to do it, and then having the kids chatter on top and living on top of each other and having to plug in our bed or get the candles just right so I could see to write or type. You know, it was just the logistics were nuts and then my own internal stuff going on. Of course, you know, and then that made us grouch at each other a little bit. You know, those tensions flared up. But we didn't shoot each other. And we.
The self-published book, A Petawin Life, is nearing completion, and the family is preparing to sell it on a cross-country tour in a vintage bus. The Harrisons, who homeschool their daughters, say the whole family has helped realize the latest dream.
We needed to buy this 1960 Chevy bus. We didn't have the money, and the girls came up with a great idea. 3, 5, and 7 years old, they said, let's make purses with the treadle sewing machine, sell them online. And in 2 months, they sold 47 purses and made $2,200, and the bus was only $500. So they paid to have it towed up, the title, a set of tires, and bought the bus. So they owned the bus. At 3, 5, and 7, they're entrepreneurs. It's just stunning.
The Harrisons are awaiting the arrival of a new engine and other parts donated by friends across the country. Bill Harrison says their five-person bike will be fitted on the side of the faded 50-year-old Air Force bus for what they're calling the Blue Collar Book Tour.
When we pull into a town, the baby boomers are going to go nuts with this thing. Well, what is this? You know, and coming out and look at it, and it's going to generate some buzz for us, you know, with that yellow bike hanging on the side of it. And then those three girls coming out with their table set up to sell some books. It's going to be successful.
The Harrisons plan to kick off the book tour on the summer solstice in Fairbanks, then head south on a trip that hits every state in the lower 48. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.